to write an introduction for my next guest. He's a YouTube sensation, a BBC presenter, and a very important role model for lots of people in the LGBTQI community. With a dad who's Muslim and from Iraq, coming out was never going to be easy, but my gosh, how things have gone from strength to strength for Riyad Khalaf. Riyad, you're very welcome to Global Village.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been probably, I think, 4 or 5 years since I've been on the show, and what an honor it is to be back with one of my best buddies.
Hi, Riyad. I'm so happy to speak to you, and I'm just so happy for you. Before we get into the interview, I just say I'm just so happy for you because you're finally getting everything that you deserve, because you're just always, I always knew you were very talented. And finally, the people in the UK, it had to take you, you know, a trip over to the UK for people to actually see it, because they didn't see it when you were here, Riyad. And I'm really
I kind of felt like, you know, there's something over there for me. Why don't I just give it a go? And I had heard from friends, London Irish, that they tend to love us over here. So came over and, yeah, within 6 months, got my own series commissioned and started writing for Attitude and Gay Times and stuff like that. So I'm just, you know what I'm doing? I'm riding the wave until the wave is there no more.
And your face is on phone boxes, for goodness sake.
It's bizarre. Yeah, it's really, really weird. I'm not complaining though.
No.
I'm happy. I'm just, yeah, like I said, I'm just going with it.
That's it. And just accept it, you know, and you know that it's meant for you. Because that's one thing we are terrible at, you know, sometimes, you know, you're working away, and finally when you get what you want, suddenly you think you don't deserve it, and then you throw it all away. But, you know, you deserve it, so welcome it with open arms. So
what I do every morning is I have this sort of technique of I wake up. And it's a bit hippy-dippy, but... It's a gratitude process. And I just think, okay, what would Riyad 5 years ago think about this morning and this day and what you're about to do? What would Riyad 10 years ago think about it? And every time it's, oh my God, this is crazy, and this is a dream come true. And it sort of centers you, grounds you, and makes you so excited for what you're about to do. Because the worst thing in the world is walking into a situation and sort of being 50% there and not actually fully engaging with how crazily amazing what you're doing is. So every morning you just restart and reset and look at it from that perspective.
See, now all my listeners know exactly why I like you so much, because this is why. Because there's so much depth to you. You're young, you're talented, and yet you have so much depth. So let's go back a little, because in my introduction I said, you know, your dad is Muslim, from Iraq. Coming out was never going to be easy. So so what happened when you came out, Riyad?
Yeah, so I knew that I was different before I knew that I was gay from probably the age of 11 or 12, when I just had no interest in hanging out with any of the boys. All I wanted to do was be around the girls. I had an affinity towards them, and we had like-minded interests, and we talked about the same things. And then I guess when I started secondary school, about 13, 14 years old, I started to realize, oh, I'm attracted to fellas. This is a problem. I'm going to have to change this. And I just, my first sort of way of trying to alter myself, which is awful, I would try and force myself to think of breasts and force myself to be aroused by women. And of course, that's not going to happen. And so I eventually, over the year, about 4 years later, I decided to just accept. And I think the first part of coming out, and I'm sure you know this, is before you come out to anyone else, you come out to yourself. So I remember I sat in my bed and I just said, you're gay. You're gay, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay. That's it. And that took a while to come to terms with. But then I began to love myself again, which is an amazing process. But the hardest person to really tell are always going to be the people that you love the most and that you're most afraid of losing. And for me, that was my parents. So I came out to my mother, and that was very, very emotional. And she understood, but she was worried for my future, and she was upset about all of the things I'd gone through silently. And then it came time 9 months later to come out to my dad. And what had happened between those 9 months is that I became extremely angry at my dad. I resented him. Every time he walked into a room, I got tense. I'd walk out. I wouldn't speak to him. And I now know, thinking back, the psychological process I was going through was trying to preserve myself and save myself from the worst case scenario. Not knowing what his reaction would be. Was he going to be great? Was he going to be awful? Was he going to try to honor kill me? Was he going to kick me out? Was he going to leave? These are all things that go through your head when having a Muslim parent and if you're LGBTQ. So we had a fight in the house that night, the night that I came out to him, and my mother was very sort of riled up, and she said, Riyad, you know, it's just time to tell your dad. And I couldn't believe that she was, you know, almost forcing me to come out to him. And I couldn't bring myself to say the words because I was so afraid. So I pulled over one of my school books and I opened the back page, tore the page out and wrote the words, I'm gay, on the corner, and then just slid it across the table to him and then looked away. And there was a massive gap, felt like a lifetime, but it was about 20 seconds. And then he came, hugged me, and he said, look, everything's going to be fine. We'll get through this. And I thought, this is amazing, and that's great. But what he actually meant was, we'll get through this by helping you see the light, by fixing you, by sending you away to somewhere with pretty women so that you'll understand the right way.
Oh, no, Riyad.
Oh, yeah. So I completely thought, this is great. My God, he's even better than Mom. And then everything started to unravel the following week when he just completely shut me down, completely cut me out, stopped talking to me, ignored my existence. And, you know, I went to him and said, I want to have a boyfriend. I want to have a husband. I want to bring him home. And he just broke down on the floor crying and asking why me, why you, why gay? And it was bizarre to see a grown man, your own father, in this way, such a broken man, and thinking, you have it easy. I'm the one that has to live in a society that doesn't really accept me for who I am, and I'm going to have to battle through this for my entire life. I can't even get married at the time. And then over the next year, he very, very slowly came to terms with it. My mom gave him an ultimatum. She said, it's me and the kids, or you're on your own.
Wow.
Or, you know, who's going to be by your side when you're... Yeah, she's amazing. Who's going to be by your side when you're dying, Sam? Who's going to be holding your hand, telling you that they love you and looking after you? It'll be your boys, no one else. It's us four, that's it. And that sort of illuminated a light bulb in his head. And over that year, he began to make jokes, like gay jokes, but they were jokes that meant that he was cool with us. And he started to ask me questions about what it is to be gay. He started to join my mom and I for bingo in the George on a Sunday, which is bizarre, and made friends with Panty and started to march through Dublin City Centre for same-sex marriage. And that change in 1 year was unbelievable. And then we did a video about our story, the true depth of how it felt when I said those words to them, because we never really spoke about it in depth. And it was during the filming of that video that he said the night that I told him, he had woken up in the middle of the night at about 3 a.m. and attempted suicide. And he said he was looking for pills. And it came completely out of the blue, over a year after I came out to him. And it was just unbelievably shocking to hear that, you know, that you could have been the catalyst to kill your parents. So we now, that video is out there, and it's thankfully, in a way, it's helped millions of young people around the world who are struggling with parents who don't accept, and to see that even the worst case scenario can be turned into the best case scenario with the right love and understanding and education.
We're of course talking to Riyad Khalaf, who's a BBC presenter. Riyad, I just think, cause your dad's the fact that he's Muslim, a lot of people would know that many, if not all, most Muslims, would be very conservative. So it's incredible that your dad actually came around, because it could have gone the other way. He could have, exactly as you thought, or you know, worried about, that he could have turned his back on you.
Yeah.
He could have kicked you out, but he didn't. So it just goes to show that there could be Muslim parents around the world, there could be Muslim kids around the world seeing your video, thinking there is another way. You know, maybe the unfortunate majority of the reaction has always been very negative, but this is what happens when you decide to go with the love that you have for your child and accept them for who they are. So I'd say you've had people from all over the world get in touch with you, and thank you for sharing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were at Pride in London last weekend, my mom, dad and I, and we did a meet and greet, an official meet and greet with the organisation of people who watch my videos and stuff like that. And there was a line of people, and in walked this girl, no older than 14 years old, crying before she'd even spoken to us. And she looked like she may have been from the Middle East. And she said that she was from Pakistan, and her parents were Muslim, and that if she came out, that her life would definitely be in danger. And that she watches our videos and my friend's videos for, you know, support and to feel that she's not alone. And it was just a really sobering moment to see that, you know, she's based in London, but still she has this fear for her life. And this is why coming out is such a delicate and case-by-case sensitive thing, because you can't give a kid a one-size-fits-all coming out guide. You don't know how the parents will react. You don't know the backup plan that the kid will have. You don't know anything. And each case is, like I said, very, very different. So in her situation, and many, many people emailing me like that, I say, make sure you have a backup plan. You have a place to go. You have people to talk to, you people that you can rely on, not necessarily in your family, who you know love you and who you know can support you. And if you don't have that, then wait. Find your community online. Use them, meet them, and silently and quietly, and so that you don't go mad. And when you are old enough to move out and go to college or have a job and a career, then maybe it's a time when you're safe to say it. You've got to be clever about it, you know, because not all parents will be like mine.
Riyad, you know, my story is pretty much the opposite of yours. And I suppose what's so sad now is that as a 43-year-old woman who's happily married, has one child and now a second one on the way, my parents, because of the fact that they rejected me, you know, 30-something years ago when I was 17, they're not part of my life. They're not part of their only grandchildren's life, because they just couldn't see past their prejudice, their cultural, I suppose, barriers, whatever it is. They've been blinded by conservatism. And at the end, I've got on with my life and I'm very, very happy for it. And yet they're the ones who have lost out. So I think your story really shows how, you know, if you just focus on your child and do what's right by them, you can get through anything, and you probably get to the other side, and you're stronger than ever before. And your relationship with your mom, I have to say, I don't know your mom, but I just love her to bits. She is just awesome. And of course, the video that kind of catapulted you into, you know, into stardom was, of course, the video where you got your mother to read through your Grindr messages.
I saw an opportunity, right? I was sitting there thinking, this is a young fledgling YouTube channel with a couple of thousand subscribers. I need to grow it, and I need to grow it fast. I was thinking purely in numbers and shock factor. And I thought, what can I do? And I thought, right, I'll get my grandmother to sit down with me and read my Grindr messages to me. Now, if you don't know, Grindr is a gay dating app. But on the dating app scene, it's a little bit more seedy than other ones. So that was the original plan. Unfortunately, my very selfish grandmother then decided to die.
Oh, God. Oh, dear. So, rest in peace.
Oh, yeah. No, she'd get a laugh out of that. So that went on the boiler for a while. And then I asked my mother, and I said for months and months, I said, please, can we do this video? I think it'll be hilarious. And, you know, you can have final say of the edit. She finally caved in and she said, right, we can do it. She gave me 15 minutes of her time. And when I edited the video, she actually turned to me and she said, oh, you left out all the good stuff, the really filthy stuff. I said, okay, well, you're actually a little bit more dirty than I thought, mother. Video went up, and within hours, it was on BuzzFeed, Mail Online, Huffington Post, Cosmopolitan, News Talks website. It was everywhere. And it sort of exploded the size of my channel, and my career really began to grow from there.
It's awesome, because you're just so, but the look on your face is priceless, because obviously you knew this is going to be great for viewing, but then when the camera started rolling and your mother started reading the messages, there was a look on your face thinking, oh my God, maybe I didn't think this through. true.
Yeah, like, what have I gotten myself into? You know what I mean? Am I really subjecting my mother to these terms that she didn't even know existed? This is why it's so funny, because her innocence and her pure Irish mammyism really shone through. And, you know, we're sitting there with a glass of wine each, and it's so chilled. And I think the thing that really came across in that video is, here's a mother and son relationship like no other. There is no judgment. There is no, there's no filter. It's just a really, really close friendship and a bond. And I want to have a drink with these two. I think that's what came across most. And that's why I'm constantly getting people asking, when's the next video with your mom, with your mom, with your mom? Now with my dad. They love when they appear on the channel. So they're even thinking of setting up their own one now.
Yes! I'm just thinking, there could be an offshoot.
I know.
This could be a real cottage industry, you know, between yourself and your family.
Could, right?
It's the Kardashians. Yeah. Forget the Kardashians. We'll have the collapse.
Up with the caliph.
So listen, I can't believe I've talked to you for over 16 something minutes and we're running out of time. So where can people, if they don't know your wonderful work, where can they follow your wonderful endeavors?
Yeah, so I'm on pretty much every platform, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. It's Riyad K, so that's R-I-Y-A-D-H-K, just like the capital city of Saudi Arabia with a K at the end. And then I'd encourage people to watch my new BBC Three series called Queer Britain. It could be very well be Queer Ireland as well. And it's about the struggles and triumphs and inspirations that the LGBTQ community go through. There's 6 documentaries in total. And they very kindly put them on YouTube for an international audience. So you don't need to get onto BBC iPlayer for that. So that's on there.
That's YouTube. Fantastic. So, Riyad, absolute pleasure to have you on the show. I'm just delighted for you, and you're just beginning. You haven't even you spread your wings yet. The world's the oyster. Riyad Khalaf, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jill.